Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Tim. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, so good to be with you once again this morning. I have some few things to share with you, which I believe will be a blessing to you. And I want us to open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. You know, the Bible was addressed to you and I. So every single thing we read in there is for us. It's not for another person. It's not for your brother. It's not for your sister. It's not for your grandma. It's not for your mommy. It's for you. So these things that we are going to say is actually with your name in there. From verse 1, Colossians 3 verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Verse 2 says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Hallelujah. Today I'm speaking concerning things above. Things above. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Hallelujah. Then it says, "Set your affections on things above." Seek those things that are above and set your affections on things above. So the question is, what are these things that are above? What is above? You know, earlier on in our devotion, we spoke about the fact that you are born from above. You see, Christ is the one who is seated above. And the Bible makes us know that we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ. You see, so when he talks about seeking those things that are above, he's talking about seeking those things that are in you in Christ Jesus, because you are in Christ and both of you are seated above. Hallelujah. You see, so when he says set your affections on things above, he's talking about setting your affections and your mind. Now, let me read the Amplified of that particular verse to you from Colossians 3, from verse 1 in the Amplified. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life," which is true, you have, "thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, then it says, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above." Hallelujah. Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. And it says, "For as far as this world is concerned, you have died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God." Hallelujah. So the question is, what are some of the things that are above? Now, let me show you another scripture that emphasizes the point that there are some beautiful things that are in you in Christ Jesus, and that together is what is above. Go to Philemon chapter 1. Philemon is just one chapter. So, Philemon 1, 6. Okay, now, he says, "That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus." Those things which are above are good things which are in you in Christ Jesus. And I want us to take account of those good things, even as the month ends. What are some of the good things that are in you? I wish you could mention it to me. But one of the things that is in you in Christ Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. He says, "Keep your mind set on things above." The Holy Spirit is in you. And the Holy Spirit is there to help you in your life. He's your helper. He's your counselor. He's your standby. He's everything. So keep your mind set on him. One of the good things that are in you, beautiful things that are in you, or which is above, which you must keep your mind on, is righteousness. The fact that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have a right standing with God. There is no condemnation for you. You see, another thing is that you are prosperous. Prosperity is yours. That means that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become exceedingly rich. Oh, I wish you could mention something to me. I'm wondering what you're thinking about right now. One of the beautiful things that is in you is faith. Faith. So keep your mind fixed on the fact that you do have faith. The Bible says that he has given unto us according to the measure of faith. He has dealt to every man the measure of faith. There's glory in you. There's peace in you. There's joy in you. There's love in you. All these things are glorious, wonderful things that are in you in Christ Jesus. He says, seek those things that are above. Eternal life is in you. The life of God is in you. The glory of God is in you. The power of God is in you. Brothers and sisters, he says we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. They are all inside you. Seek them. Keep your mind on them. Fix your mind on them. Just be thinking about all the beautiful things that are in you in Christ Jesus. And live a glorious life today. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep your mind fixed on things above. Bye-bye.